Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayta Masechtes Trumas Perik Ches Mishnah Beis Sa Truma Temeya. Again, we have a Sa Truma Temeya. Shenafla that fell into this time Letoich Meya Chulin Tahirin. The previous Mishnah was all less than 100. Now we have our 100, which means it becomes Batal. If the Truma falls into another 100, where you have a total of 101, the Truma does become Batal. Now, did this Chulin become Tame? No. How could that be? But the Truma Tameya fell into it, and the answer is what we learned in the previous Mishnah. It never became Huchshru LeKabel Tumah. It has to get wet with one of the Shiva Mashkin. That never happened. So again, Sa Truma Tameya, we have a Sa of Truma Tameya Shenafla that fell into Letoich Meya, into 100 Sa of Chulin Taharin of Tar DeGechulin. It did not become Huchshru LeKabel Tumah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Teirim, take out one Sa, like we mafresh one Sa. If it was Truma Tahir, you'd have to take out one Sa, and it would be eaten by the Kayin. Here too, you have to take out one Sa, this Sisarev, and it has to be burnt. Similar explains about Tanura to where we said in the previous Mishnah, where it fell into 99, you have to allow it to rot. So here comes the aside. Shani Oimer, because I'm going to say, Sa Shanafla, he Sa Shalsa. Truma Tameya fell into these 100 of Chulin. What are the chances that when I take out one Sa, it's going to be the same Truma Tameya? And I got all of it there, would be a long shot to say the least. But I'm going to view it. Still, I'm going to view it, the saw that I take out, I'm going to treat it as if this is the saw that went in. And if the saw that went in is Truma Tameya, this is going to be treated like Truma Tameya, but in a way even more strict than Truma Tameya. Because Truma Tameya, the kind can eat, and here I say it has to be burnt. Can you have Hana from it as he's burning it? Normally by Truma Tameya you can, but not here. Here I'm concerned, if I allow him to have enough of it, he'll also come to eat it. Because he'll say, look, it became mutter, this became bottle. This is even more than the previous mission where we had this concern. In the previous mission, we had the concern, come on, it fell into 99 times the amount of chul, and you're saying it doesn't become bottle. Here we're saying that it does become bottle. Still, you have to take out a saw and burn it. He may say, look, it became bottle, for sure I can eat it, right? That's why we don't want to give it to him, even to use as fire fuel. Where Skye is going to come to eat it. Once again, let's see Rabbi Eliezer's words inside. Shani Yomer sa shenafla, he sa sha'alsa. What we say in these cases is we're going to assume, we're going to say, the sa that fell in is the sa that came up. If what fell in is Truma Tameya, this is also Truma Tameya. But here I have more concern, and therefore it has to be burnt. I can't even give it to the Kayan to have enough from it. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. They say, Tala, here it became bottle. There were 100. The Satrim Atmeya fell into 100 times the amount of Chulim. Tala, take it out, Visayachel, and let it be eaten by the Kehanim. Rabbi Eliezer is scared he may come to eat it. The Chachamim say he has the green light to eat it. It became bottle. That's the whole point. It fell into 100. Elamai, you do have to be concerned because the Truma that fell in was Tame, that it. So although the Truma becomes Batal, I am a little bit worried about the Tumah. So V'tiyachel, he eats this saw, but it has to be eaten in such a way where either Nekudim, like we explained, dry, like Kloyais, or toasted, or Silosh B'mei Peirois, or kneaded in fruit juice, like this Chalik Le'isis, or he makes small doughs, less than a Kebeya, Kedei Shilehev V'mokim Echad Kebeya, so that it doesn't become Tami. So the Mefarshim work with this. Like, it seems like you're splitting the hair. On the one hand, you're telling him he can eat it, so we assume it became bottle. It's not there. So why are you worried about the Tumah? There are different mahalchim here, lumdish and mahalchim, but the simplest mahalch is it's pashut gzeira. If I'm going to tell you you can eat it, even if it got wet with water or one of the shiva mashkin, I'm scared you're going to confuse this with when it falls in with less than 100. So again, we have a saw of Truma Tameya that fell into 100 chulin tahirin. Now it becomes bottle. Rabbi Eliezer says, if it had him in Tameh, you would have to take out one saw and give it to the Kayin. That's Pashat Al, so the Kayin shouldn't lose out. He's supposed to get a saw of Truma. So here too, you take out one saw and it has to be burnt. We do not give it to the Kayin, even though the Chayrit should be Mutter Bahanah, so the Kayin shouldn't take it and use it for fire fuel. But we don't trust him. We're scared he may come to eat it, saying, ah, it became bottle. Why can't I eat it? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the saw that we take out is going to be treated as if it's the saw that fell in, and we're going to apply the halachas of Truma Tameya to it. The Chachamim, on the other hand, say, no, take out a saw, but lemaisa it became bottle, so there's no reason the kohen can't eat it. The Chachamim do agree, however, he has to make sure it doesn't become Tameh, And therefore you have to use the eight size if eating it dry, toasted, fruit juice instead of water, or small dose.